like to stay in the first time home buyer, second, you know, move up buyer range. So, we find that there's a lot of, it's a lot easier to retail a property out if you're in the, you know, first time home buyer, $200,000-$300,000 retail range. You know, and everybody's area is different, but high end flips, on the shore are typically waterfront areas. We tend to stay away from those because, Hurricane Sandy still is wreaking havoc on insurance prices and I'm not going to have to raise my house or, you know, so there's some issues there. So we tend to stay out of flood zones, which typically are the higher, price points. We like to do some adult communities as well. $110,000 acquisition, $40,000 rehab, $220,000 exit, and it's just replicable. It's a two bed, two bath. It's on a slab. It's roof, windows, paint, carpet. You know, we have a SKU sheet of every single property is the same. You know, so we do the same cabinets, match with the same granite, match with the same appliance package, same floor, same paint colors in the kitchen, same paint colors in the bathroom, and we just replicate that over and over again. We used to want to go out and pick, you know, handles and you know, cabinet colors and all that stuff. And then you realize that you can't do that for every single project if you want to do 50.
That's the honeymoon phase.
But you got to be at that point. You got to, you know, again, you don't know what you don't know, right? So for right. that, you got in there and you figured, I'm sure at one point saying, well, this isn't making us any more money. You know,
that's it.
On this, you know, I put this knob on here. Well, I sure didn't get a return from that. So
no, and it took you 2 hours to pick it out.
Exactly.
So
you, know, you guys go back and forth with colors. So
you know, so we have a SKU sheet that basically lays out every piece of material that's in every single one of our projects, and you know, it does vary a little bit, but there's an A way, a B way, and a C way.
Yeah.
But our business model for wholesales is, you know, we know what the market bears just based on our knowledge of it. So if we can make a $10,000 wholesale fee on every deal, great. We've made up to 50. We've made down to 1,000. You know, I mean, it really varies because some money is better than no money.
True.
So, you know, our wholesale fees, they vary a bit, but we know our investors and what they're looking for. And we, because we invest ourselves, we know what a real number looks like, right? There's I think sometimes a bad stigma associated with wholesalers because they come to you and they say, oh, it needs paint and carpet and it's a tear down. And, yeah. You know, so we have a reasonable view of the world in terms of what stuff costs. So when we send it out to our investors, we know that our wholesale business only survives if they're making money.